Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
I was going to do something.
Oh, come on. Hello. Come on.
Christ.
Come on.
I know what you were going to do.
Sorry.
Do it properly. John, come on.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
There we go.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Woohoo.
What have you all been up to?
Busy. We've all been busy, haven't we? We've been away.
Yeah, we had an extended break, didn't we?
So,
yeah.
Andrew, I want to come to you first.
Okay.
Right. Explain the whole Olympia thing. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Where have you been?
So I was in London for about 4 days. It was a... Have you ever been to Olympia, by the way?
I have, years ago,
God,
yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. This huge sort of like...
Edgware Road, is it?
High Street, Kensington sort of way, over that side. It's had a big refurb, it's amazing. It's like this massive, massive greenhouse.
Right.
And I was doing podcasting for Finance Live, I think the company was called.
That sounds interesting.
Honestly, I don't understand a word any of them say. They could all be talking in Chinese, as far as I'm concerned. But very good money and a nice little trip down London.
Yeah.
Although, obviously, we're still in a heat wave.
Was it damn hot?
It was. It was 30-odd degrees down there. So yeah, not ideal in a non-air-conditioned hotel. But, you know, it was only 2 or 3 days.
Did you get some downtime? Did you get to do a bit of a visiting or...?
Do you know, I was going to have a little mooch around London, but it was too hot. I couldn't be bothered.
No.
I went back to the hotel, really, and then watched... I think the England game was on while we was there. So, what was it? England v Argentina?
That was last night, wasn't it?
No, that was the final last night.
No, it was last week, England versus Argentina. Yeah. The week before was versus Mexico, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it.
And we've not done very well. We don't get into football, do we?
No.
I mean, I'm not into football, but we have rubbish, come on.
Yeah.
We were in that game. It was just poor. Anyway.
But I did my English citizen bit, what every good Englishman should do.
Oh, standing up for the national anthem.
I stood, yes, I did.
But you don't watch the match, you just do the national anthem thing.
Yeah, I just do the national anthem thing and then...
Andrew, can we do something? Can you assign on that, on one of those buttons, the national anthem that we can hit randomly?
Yeah,
it would be interesting just to see how long it takes him to stand up. Would the anthem have finished by the time you get on your feet?
No.
You sure?
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
And we'll just hit it randomly. Yeah.
We'll do it next time. You'll have no warning whatsoever is going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to time you how long it takes you
see
to stand up.
In fact...
You weirdo.
That brings me to a story. I had it on my phone. You know, it's on Apple Music, by the way.
What is?
The National Anthem.
National Anthem. So my mum was in bed, ill. I might add. She was in bed, ill, bless her, right? And I thought I'm bored. I need to do something. So I put it on my phone and I heard this bang, right? And I've never seen her run so fast down the stairs in my life.
And she got out of bed.
And said, what have I missed? What have I missed?
Oh,
I said nothing.
Mean.
It was on my phone.
Hey, I've been gallivanting.
Where?
I mean, it's a couple of weeks ago now. I was at the F1, Andrew.
Oh, yes. Sorry, a picture of it.
Yeah, so we were doing a dart show in Box Park at Silverstone. And I watched the cars for a bit.
Yeah.
Have you been to a race meet? Andrew,
I've been to a track, but there wasn't a race going on.
Over the years, I can't remember specifically, but I've been to some race meets and bike meets and this and the other, and the loud noise and smell of fuel, you know?
Yeah.
The F1 is like, meow, meow. That's it.
Is it?
It's nothing. It's so quiet. It's rubbish.
It's because they're all environmentally friendly cars now, isn't it?
They are the hybrid engines, aren't they, or something? It is so boring. It's like a car going past. Well, I suppose quite fast, but no noises.
I've always wondered why would you go? Because you're only going to see that tiny bit of track, aren't you?
Every 45 seconds, it'll car come past
just,
you.
It just seems a bit weird.
It was not for me.
I mean, I watch it on telly every week. I love it.
Would it make sense on telly?
Yeah, absolutely. But to go there, you're not going to see any of the action. You're going to have no idea what's going on, are you?
In fairness, I mean, you know, I mean, there's TV screens everywhere. You could hear the commentary trackside. But then they've got sideshows, there's concerts, there's festivals. I mean, we were doing darts. And,
yeah,
bonus, who did I bump into?
I don't know.
Rick Astley.
Again.
I bumped into Rick Astley.
Again.
He was eating chicken nuggets. Did I not say about this?
Yeah.
Chicken dippers. He was sat minding his own business. So Rick Astley, you've heard it first, like chicken dippers?
No.
Are you impressed?
Oh, I think I already know this because you told me in a phone call.
I tell you lots in the phone call.
I know.
On that note, Andrew, Jordan and I had a conversation about 3 months ago, unbeknownst to you.
Okay.
But you might like this.
Yeah.
I suggested that quite often, at the moment, podcasts, they go on the road, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And we said, oh, it'd be a good idea to do a one-off show.
And then I phoned him up the other night and said, Kevin, I've got this idea and we just need a venue.
And if we'd already had that conversation, you'd forgotten.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about that, boss man?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I'm quite happy to send you two off to do a podcast somewhere on your own. No.
Would you not come and do a live show with us?
What do you mean a live show?
Well, where we sit and chat to the audience.
Audience? We've barely got one.
I know.
All right, we'll rephrase that. We were going to sit outside Asda in a car park.
Yeah. Selling the big issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it'd be fun to do a live show.
Can we say that?
What? Selling the big issue?
Yeah.
Why can't you say that?
I don't know. It might be offensive to some people.
To who?
I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, shall I get on to what I've been doing? Because I've not had my go yet.
Yeah, go on.
Recently, we celebrated my niece's first birthday, Olivia.
All right.
Yeah. We had a big barbecue at my Auntie Dawn's.
Nice.
And there were a lot of people there. And I've just remembered this, just as I'm sat here now. Some people watched my A Day in the Life.
Oh, while you were there?
Yeah.
How did that go down?
She said it was very, very good. Very, very samey, but very, very good.
Oh, this was your challenge? Yeah, you
very
did.
Samey?
Yeah, because she knows me and she knows what I do on my days.
Oh, okay. Predictable.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
But there was another chap there called Kieran Watkinson, and he said he was one of Amanda's makeup artists.
Oh,
what?
And then he said, if you keep your vlogs up and keep trying to do your vlogs, I might just show her one. But I didn't know what to say to that because I can't let him do that because...
Why not?
Because it'll all be over, and I won't.
Well, she, at least if she sees it, she's not going to agree to an interview there and then. At least she'll be aware.
So there's that theory. Was it 3 degrees of separation? Four degrees of separation?
There it is.
What's that? Explain. I always forget this.
3 degrees of separation. You're always like three people or two or three people away from someone.
Yeah.
So Amanda Holden, two people next to you, someone knows her. Is it 2 or 3 degrees? I can't remember. Andrew?
I always thought it was 7.
Oh, right, okay. It's gone up.
I'm thinking of it. Yeah, I'm 2 or 3 away from Madonna, from Amanda.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you should get them to hook you up, mate. Get an interview. Get it sorted.
Really?
What else have you been doing?
What else have I been doing?
Mm.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think this...
Hang on. Why is it when you talk away from the microphone, but when you shout, you shout right down it?
Because I'm...
What is going on in your head?
Luca's aid. That's what's going on in my head.
God. Anyway, carry on.
Go up.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to watch Tropic Thunder, right?
Which you forgot about.
Which I forgot about.
Was this part of our movie review segment?
Yeah.
I keep sharing movies with him.
It's not really took off, this, has it?
No.
It's because he forgets. Every time I tell him, you forget.
No, I don't forget. I just can't find the movie. And when I do click on the movie, things come up.
I keep stumbling across
things you shouldn't be.
Yes. Videos about
like that fake Amanda Holden profile you keep looking at.
No, it's not.
Jordan said to me on the way down to the van today, when we were driving down, he said, this Tropic Thunder, he clicked on it, and he was somewhere with a bloke trying to fix washing machines with a big mustache. Yeah, we did stop me watching it, though, didn't you, pervert?
No, I turned it off. But, I did watch Toy Story, the new one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I chose Toy Story.
That's like Toy Story 6, isn't it, now, or something?
5.
Is it?
Wow. Right.
What was it like?
Basically, what they've done is, in the last series, in the last volume, there was a kid called Bonnie who got the toys, you know, that the previous owner had. And she's had these toys, and they're frightened they're not getting played with because it introduces screens and the digital age.
Oh, so she's using iPads and stuff, not playing with the toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that and how the toys, like, combat the screens.
I've not watched Toy Story for many, many years, but how old Andy now?
I was going to say, is that why Andy's not in it anymore?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
He's dead now.
He's too old.
he's too 90 old. Years old.
Yeah.
When was the first Toy Story made? Can anyone remember?
1999. Well, you'll have to confirm this, but I want to say 1999 or 1998.
Right.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? It's way back.
We were doing a quiz on the way down.
Hang on a minute. If it's that far back...
Yeah.
That makes Andy about 32.
Oh, yeah.
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 Jeez.
We were on the drive down. We were doing a 10 from the top quiz, weren't we?
Yeah.
And Jordan was smashing it.
Yeah.
Your knowledge, actually, on music and years were really good.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh, okay.
And that brings me to something, Andrew. Do you know your quiz, what you do and you're very proud of?
My outer square?
Yes.
That. Yeah. Are you two taking a bit?
Can you make some changes to it?
Oh, why?
Different host.
No, no. I didn't say that. He's putting words in my mouth.
He thinks Kev's... You said I'd be a better host, didn't you? That's what you said.
No, I didn't. Just let me speak my words and my truth.
Okay.
But you can't handle the truth.
Oh, God.
Right.
What film's that from?
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, is it?
I've not seen it. As I was saying, can you like format it like it's musical beat the intro or whatever? Or can't we do that?
Can we have a beat the intro?
No.
Not at all.
Oh, no. We're allowed. I think it's acceptable up to some like 30 seconds, isn't it?
No.
So many seconds you're allowed? No.
Oh, don't be boring.
What about if you sing an intro?
I can't sing an intro.
Sing the
I would love
tune,
to do it, because it'd be good fun if we could do
sing
that.
The thing,
but no, we can't do that.
No.
I will look into it, but I'm pretty sure even up to 30 seconds you can't do it.
Right.
I think we should flag, very sadly, don't want to be on a downer, but regarding music, we've lost Bonnie Tyler, haven't we?
Yeah.
Sad, isn't
Shame.
It? What do you reckon, George? Do you remember her?
Who?
Bonnie Tyler.
Oh!
No.
The Wind Beneath My Wings.
No, that's Bette Midler.
Oh.
That one. Bonnie Tyler was... Andrew?
I Need a Hero.
Yeah,
that was sad, wasn't it? Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, tune. I think there's a couple.
And guess who else we've lost?
Go on.
The Pigeon Lady.
Oh, what was she called?
Brenda Fricker.
Yeah, that's sad as well.
She was also in My Left Foot as well with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Was she?
Yeah.
Do you know, for such a small part in a movie, which was Home Alone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That character was like, what's the word? Is it synonymous or infamous? Is it just huge?
Infamous.
Mm.
And I was confused when I first saw the announcement because I didn't read that she died. It said it was a picture of the Pigeon Lady, and then Piers Morgan has died.
What?
Yeah, because everyone thinks she looks like Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah. So everybody farted. Well, I did.
Piers Morgan's died dressed as Pigeon Lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the other week we were talking about favourite ice creams or something like that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned what mine was, and it was Feast.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a heat wave.
Yeah.
I was in Asda the other day.
Oh.
I went and bought some.
Oh. Yeah.
Worst mistake of my life.
Why?
It's new recipe. Oh. And you know, do you remember there used to be this big chunk of chocolate in the middle of those?
Is that not
and with knobbly bits on it and whatever.
Yeah, the knobbly bits on the outside. There was a warning about those because they're nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And then the inside, the chocolate is no longer chocolate.
What is it?
It's like this Nutella type stuff.
Oh.
The ice cream isn't the same.
Did you get any screwballed?
Couldn't find any.
We need to get some.
eBay.
Don't we?
Screw eBay.
Yeah. What? And they arrive in the post like a bit sloppy, melted kind of thing.
No, leave it with me.
Are you on crack, lad?
No. Epilim tablets.
Get some, come on, let's get some,
500 milligrams, two times a day.
Keep it light.
Stops me from doing the Macarena in my bedroom at night.
Were we talking about drugs before on the way down? I can't remember some of them I was saying.
I don't know. Oh, we were dancing to the Venga Boys on the way down.
Yeah. Let's not put that out there.
Yeah. Following
the dream. Should we move on then?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Mission, challenge Jordan. The results.
Oh.
There isn't any.
Have you got results?
No.
No.
Are you asking me if you've got results?
I've been waiting like 4 weeks for these results.
I think the jokes that you did get are still on Vicky's phone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it another failure?
Yeah.
Another rollover?
I think you just need to give me another challenge and abolish that one.
Mm. Oh.
Because I'm just failing.
Okay.
We're a bit down now, aren't we? Can we pick it up?
Should we do an Amanda Holden update?
Yay!
Yeah.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
That's you.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That was your cue.
Oh. I don't know where it is.
We're on the notes, we're on the screen.
I don't know where it is.
Could be taking some time.
Cue life music.
Sure, right then, boss man. You good then, eh?
I'm just waiting.
I've seen it.
You found it?
I've got it.
Oh, he's back in the room. No, he's not.
I am.
Go on, what you got?
Each time England played in the World Cup, I've seen that Amanda's been donning on the England strips. But what? She's not only been donning them on, but she's been wearing different ones. From different World Cups.
Oh yeah, actually no, I know what you mean now. It makes total sense. She was wearing an original 1966 top, wasn't she? Yeah. That someone had lent her and that kind of thing. Yeah.
What, as in an actual that was on the pitch that day?
Yeah, it was like Nobby Styles top or something.
She was wearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
It was, and they showed a picture of her in it and a picture of, I say Nobby Styles, I don't know. It could have been Nick Faldo for all I know, you know what I mean? But whoever it was. I don't follow football. All right.
Pretty sure that was a totally different sport.
Is it?
Who's Nick Faldo?
All right.
Pretty sure he's a golfer.
Whoever, anyway. She stood next to, right? Yeah. Nobby, whatever, picture.
Yeah.
And she's wearing the top, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool, that. I quite like that.
Very much so.
So did she go through all the countries, all the different teams, do you think?
No, I don't think she did.
Did you not follow up with any more than...
No, I just...
Yeah. You're a bit half-assed, you, aren't you?
I was going to say, are you sure you're a fan of Amanda Holden, really?
I am. That's what is coming up next. Yeah.
It's seamless today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely seamless.
It's total chaos.
Go on, Jordan. What you got?
Before we proceed, could I just correct something from the last Flying Fat we did a few weeks ago.
Do you know you do this a lot, don't you?
No, because you do. I listened back to it and it sounded really bad that I was saying about I groped some police woman.
Yeah. But yeah, that sounds totally normal to us.
No.
Regarding you.
No,
it does.
But
it does.
I said it wrong. I groped a kissogram dressed as a policewoman that I thought was a kissogram, but it turned out to be a policewoman. Does that make sense?
No.
So I didn't just go up and grope a policewoman. I just want to put that right. All right, please, sir. Go on, George.
Right.
Bye.
I'm going first. My dad once won on the postcode lottery.
Oh?
Didn't give me any. My sister's first car was a Vauxhall Corsa.
Aye. And your third fact?
I don't remember writing this. I used to have a pet wizard. Pet lizard.
is it wizard or lizard?
It was. I remember it. As soon as I said it wrong, I remembered writing it.
I put your notes into your iPad and I saw that. He used to have a pet wizard. And I put it in because I knew what it was lizard. But you've just read it out.
I know.
So that's not true, is it?
No.
That's the lie, isn't it?
The fact that you can remember.
That's you.
You wrote it, not me. I just put it in your iPad.
Pet wizard.
So
I've still got one.
Do we need to discuss this? Oh, we're just going for wizard, are we?
Here we go for wizard.
Pet lizard pet wizard is the lie.
Yeah, pet wizard's lie.
You're not bad. All right, you ready for mine?
Go on.
Okay, so I once got stopped by the police. This is fact number one. For rummaging through people's gardens at 2 a.m. while trying to locate legal drugs. That's fact one.
Yep.
Yep. Fact two. I once booked a flight to Perth in Scotland, but accidentally got a flight to Perth in Australia.
Yeah.
That's fact number two. Fact number three, after doing some DIY... Oh, hang on, sorry. Yeah, I once spent 2 weeks posing as a BBC TV documentary crew, I can't speak, in Ayanapa. Any questions? Would you like a recap?
So what were the legal drugs you were rummaging for?
We had a book called Legal Highs. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager, obviously. And we had the
you
book...
You were a teenager?
Shut up. We had a book and a torch, and me and my mates were in a garden at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right,
searching for hydrogen plants. Because in his book it said things like hydrogen plants could get you high. So we thought we'd go find hydrogens.
So right. That's true?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Ayanapa?
Yeah.
This sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
What were you trying to achieve?
Well, we got to Ayanapa, a few of us. We had a camera. And we decided to pose as BBC crew, which meant we got into every club for free because they thought we were doing a documentary, fly on the wall documentary.
Cool.
Island life, you know?
Wow, yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do.
You believe that one as well?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So I don't believe for 1 minute you got on a plane to Australia thinking you were going to Perth, Scotland.
No, neither do I.
Of course I did, you know.
Has this feature run its course or what?
Oh, have you had enough of it now?
No, I like.
Should we go for new features in future? You want to change it, do you?
Yeah.
What do you want to change, or what should we do?
I don't want to change it.
No.
Right, Andrew, I've got a challenge for you. You keep throwing challenges at me, I've got one for you.
It's your bleeding podcast.
Don't you swear at me. I've got one for you. If you want it changing, you come up with segment.
No, you should have put that out there. You should not have put that out there. I like Flying Fat. Should we go on to
joke off?
Do it. Here's
another joke of the week. So, what episode are we on? 115, 116.
I know, I've
feels
lost
like
the will.
300, doesn't it? Anyhow, in the last episode, 114, Jordan, you're on 36 points.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, still in the lead, 43 points. What have we got this week?
I'll go first.
Go on then.
Yeah. What did you call an Indian in a skip?
Oh, Christ.
An Indian?
In a skip.
I don't know, John. What do you call an Indian in a skip?
Rummaging.
Ha, Are we going to get shot down now?
No, 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 that's fine. That's all right. We like that. Go on, Kevin.
There's two robbers, gents, robbing a liquor store. And one of them picks up a bottle of whiskey. Sorry, he picks up a bottle and he says, "Is this whiskey?" And his mate says, "Yes, but not as whiskey as Wobby the Bank." Do you want me to say that again?
I get it. I'm just watching you two cracking yourselves up.
We find ourselves funny.
No, I know you do. That's the problem.
It's like sitting in front of your school teacher. Isn't it? Jordan's making faces at me, sir.
I think because Jordan was laughing so much, Kevin, you get the point.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
44 points to 36.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.